Welcome to Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry, a program dedicated to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless, advocating Christian families to adopt and get involved with foster care here in the Capital District, as well as globally, and encouraging and supporting those who've heard and heeded the call of James 1:27.
A father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy dwelling. God sets the lonely in families. Psalm 68, verses 5 and 6. Welcome to Orphans No More. I'm your host, Sandra Flack of Justice for Orphans Ministry. Our guest today, joining us via Skype from the Philippines, is Joel Marcaida, defender and voice of the fatherless, foster dad, and soon to be adoptive dad. Welcome to the show, Joel.
Hi. Good morning to all the listeners of your radio program. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us and being willing to share your story. Let's start at the beginning. Joel, how did you first get involved in advocating for orphans?
Well, it was in 2012. I am part of this movement of a youth movement wherein we organize events. We call it October Praise every October. And then I got a call from a friend that he wants to talk to me about their advocacy in their organization. And he shared to me about Orphan Sunday and the advocacy of foster care in their organization. So I got caught by the idea of bringing the advocacy in our events, and it's a very strange time for me because I agreed to promote the Orphan Sunday and foster care in the event, but it turned out to be that we will be foster parents as well. So after we talked, my wife gave me he gave me a CD and a flyer CD of Rick Warren and Kay Warren's talk in the Orphan Summit, and then I tell my wife to watch the video. So at the middle of the video, I receive a text message from my wife, and she wants to become foster parents. But so I told my wife that wait for me until I get home, and then we talk about it. Let's talk about it and let's pray. And to make the long story short, after October of 2012, November 14, we went to a process of applying for license, and on November 14, a four-month-old baby was placed to us as our foster child. So that's the very short story of my involvement in advocating for orphans. And it's just last year, 2016, when my wife and I decided that I go full-time. And there's a confirmation that this is really our call, my call to be the voice of the fatherless. When I had, during my birthday, August 12 of last year, I received a message in Facebook that they are looking for families for these abandoned children in hospital. So in front of my computer, I started sending message through Facebook on my friends in Facebook and ask them if they can be the family of these abandoned children. And during the day, I was able to find two families for the two children, and after a week, they were placed in a family. Mm. So the two abandoned children was placed in family. So those are what happened that I get involved in this advocacy or in this ministry of being an advocate for orphans.
Well, I love the part of your story because it sort of started with Orphan Sunday, and you were just asked to promote that at an event that you were organizing. And from there, you heard the message on video by Rick and Kay Warren of Saddleback Church and from the Christian Alliance for Orphans Summit recording of that. And then you and your wife went on to become foster parents, and now you advocate for abandoned children and engage the church in becoming families for these children. So that is just incredible. So the organization that you're with is Operation Compassion Philippines, and a program within that is iFoster Movers. So tell us what iFoster Movers does. What is that program?
Well, Operation Compassion is a non-stock nonprofit organization here in the Philippines. We are a child placing agency. So what we do is that we bring the awareness of foster care to churches, and then if there's somebody there that wants to foster, we can facilitate their license for them to become licensed foster parents up to the placement of a child to the family. So we basically do the legwork of facilitating them the placement of a child to a family. So we're just one of the child placing agency here in the Philippines. So that's what we do. We bring the awareness, we license the family, and when we place a child from institutions here in the Philippines.
So, Joel, what are the orphan statistics in the Philippines?
Well, as of 2016, there were about 1.8 million children abandoned and neglected in the Philippines. That is based on United Nations Children's Rights and Emergency Relief Organization. So, but those numbers are somehow are getting not maybe more than 1.8 million, and in Metro Manila alone, where I live, the city that I live, we have around 3,000 plus children living in orphanages, in institutions, both government and run by private groups. So there's plenty of orphans that need families here in the Philippines.
And I never really thought of Philippines as a country that had a foster care program. So is that a new concept in Philippines, foster care?
Well, as far as I know, as I got the information, foster care is really not new here in the Philippines, because it was here 20 years ago, but it only became more popular when it became enacted in a law. 2012, the Foster Care Act of Republic Act 10165 was passed as a law, and the Department of Social Welfare, Department of Social Welfare and Development here that handles this program started to bring the awareness and promote it to different sectors of society. And it was also in 2012 that I got that information and started to bring that awareness to our events.
So your work to really engage the church and make the church aware of the need of all of these abandoned children, and that you're looking for foster families for them. How is the church in Philippines responding to the need for foster and adoptive parents there?
Well, because of this new concept, I can say that this is a new, though it's already here 20 years ago, but it only became more popular now. The acceptance is really not that good because or they are starting to appreciate it, the foster care program, because the main concern when I promote, when I talk to churches and to people, they had this fear of being attached, and then suddenly when the child is being reunited or being adopted by another family, so there's the fear of attachment, that I am attached to this child and I don't want to let this child go, because of course as foster parents, that's our duty, that's the paper that we are signed in, that we are temporary family of these children. But the good thing, I look at that as a good also, that they're open to be attached to the children that they will be taking care of. I think that is the good thing on that fear, if we look at it on the positive side, because the good thing about the law also here in the Philippines, we had this one of the part of the law is that the foster parents can also be the adoptive parents of the same child. So it became, we can foster and adopt the child. Like in our case, when the certificate of Daniela, that she is legally available for adoption, we show intention to adopt her. So we filed the necessary requirements, and now we are on the stage of the court hearings.
And I find it to be very similar here in the States. We hear that a lot from people when we're talking about foster care in the church. People will say, "But I'll get attached, and what if we have to give the kids back?" Or, you know, I don't want to feel that pain or that loss.
Yeah.
That's something that we hear here in the States as well.
Yes. One thing that I also observe is that as I discuss these things, they were really reminded of what God did to us. It's a reminder of what the Bible says about this issue. And somehow we encourage them to let's look at the scripture. What does the Bible says about this issue of orphans? And we were able to remind them that we are also adopted. So as a response to what God did to us, there's a children in need. So we can be their foster parents and adoptive parents. But of course, you have to build relationship to the people interested, show them what's the positive and the negative effects of this journey of foster care and adoption. And I'm just honest. I'm being honest to them about the pains, and because I'm a practitioner, so I walk the talk, all the bad experience, all the negative heartbreaks, the experiences that are very hurtful to us in the process. I was able to share to them, and some of them are really praying for it. Some of them are considering it. But because of this is a new concept to them, you just have to really do follow up, and you build relationship to the people who's interested in being a foster parents.
Let me just remind our listeners, this is Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry. To learn more about adoption, foster care, and orphan ministry, visit our website at justicefororphansny.org. Our guest today joining us via Skype, all the way from the Philippines, is Joel Marcaida. He's a defender and voice of the fatherless, foster dad, and soon-to-be adoptive dad. He and his wife are about to adopt little Daniela. So we were talking about the response of the church in the Philippines to orphaned and abandoned children. And Joel, you visit churches, you share about the foster care program. You also connect churches with the orphan. So tell us about Manila Boys Town. It was featured in 2015, the Orphan Sunday video, which you can learn more about at orphansunday.org. But Joel, yep, you've engaged the church in making a difference in the lives of the boys living at that institution, Manila Boys Town. Tell us about that.
Yeah, when I started promoting Orphan Sunday and orphan care ministry, that was 2012. The same year, I have a friend from the October Praise Movement. Their church is International Bible Church, one of the churches that I work with. And I started sharing this orphan care, foster care initiative, but somehow it doesn't really matter on that year. But the last year we had this opportunity of engaging them through inviting orphans from this institution to be part of youth camp. They called it the winter camp here, and they were able to gather 17 teen orphans from that institution. And from there, they see the opportunity of being part of the lives of these kids. And one of their strength is really on the gang-related ministry. So they do ministry with street kids that are involved in gangs. And so they saw the similar opportunities in this institution. So what they did is that in our discussions, our motivation is really to mentor these young orphans so that when they age out, they are prepared to face the world when they go out of orphanage. But the good thing is that after 17 teens attended the camp, just this summer, there were two scheduled camps in two different locations. On the one is that we were able to bring children out of Manila Boys Town, 50 young people. From that institution, they were able to be encouraged, to give direction, to share the love of Christ. And on the next camp, there were two buses. So a bus composed of 60 capacity of the bus. So there were about 120. So basically, what we're doing now in that institution is that we're raising up mentors from the church to engage in the lives of these teen orphans. And actually, my agenda really is that I'm telling the Pastor James Litika, I'm telling him that let's not be confined with just mentoring them, and let's encourage and let's pray that those mentors will have the heart to really bring these children out of that place and bring them in their families as their foster kids. Mm. So that the mentoring is really 24/7. So that's what foster care is all about for me, is that the one that we're fostering is that we are discipling them 24/7. We're discipling them to be followers of Jesus, to be the hands and feet of the Lord when they grow up. So that's basically what's happening in Manila, Quezon, and the good thing is that there are also other groups that are joining in this initiative that also helps Manila Boys Town, like Philippine Without Orphans or and other churches that does ministry to help these kids in that institution. Mm. So we're blessed because
I was just going to say, it's go on and tell us about, you said you were blessed. Finish that thought.
We're blessed because the administrator of the institution is really appreciative to what we're doing there, and they're really asking us to do more of what we're doing currently there. And in our last meeting, he was able to mention that our hopes and dreams for this institution is to be decongested, or to be so that the population of orphans will be lessened. I told the administrator, Mr. Ramos, I told him that, sir, the difference of this group is that our intention is to bring these children into families. That is our main goal here. The mentoring, the activities, the sports activities are just icing on the cake. But really, our goal is to bring these children into families. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah.
And the church, International Bible Church, their pastor is really into it. And we're praying for more, that we can raise up more foster parents so that they can foster some of the kids in Manila Boys Town. Mm.
And that's really what the church should be doing, not just feeding orphans or visiting orphans, but we really need to bring orphans out of the institutions and into families.
Yeah, I agree with that. I've seen churches doing feeding programs in orphanages, and as we go back to what the scripture says, that God set lonely in families, and even we read in the New Testament that He always refers that we are adopted, and God wants us to be in. We are placed in God's family in Ephesians chapter 2, 1 verse, chapter 1. We were adopted in advance to be part of His family. He always refers to the word family, so. As followers of Christ, we just have to have this paradigm shift of we go to orphanage, but our motivation is really to bring these children out of that place and bring them into families. Well, I'm not saying that orphanages are not good, or there should be no more orphanages. But what I'm trying to say is that we are so thankful that this institution exists for the safe place for children, but I believe that they should not be there for very, very long time. Mm. They should be placed in families.
That's
they
right.
should be. They should not grow up there.
That's right. So, yeah. Joel, you are an Orphan Sunday coordinator there in Philippines. What are you planning for this November's Orphan Sunday?
Well, I'm so happy that that our organization, Operation Compassion, really commits to be the mobilizer or promoter of Orphan Sunday here in the Philippines. What we're trying to do is that, on my personal capacity, I'm thinking of doing it in a citywide level. The churches in one of the cities here where I'm currently talking to them to have an Orphan Sunday, citywide Orphan Sunday, where we will also involve not only the church but the local government as well. And we also had this plan of bringing all the denominational leaders into a meeting and celebrate Orphan Sunday, so that we can empower the church, we can encourage the church. Hey, this is our role. This is our responsibility to really take care of the orphan children, and we can one by one let's bring them into families. That's our plan. And also the usual thing that I do is that we encourage church to do it locally.
Yes.
To do it church based, so that they will continue praying for the orphans and maybe thinking of raising up foster families in their church.
Mm. Well, amen to that. So Orphan Sunday is November 12th this year. So if you're listening to this broadcast, be sure to get it on your church calendar. Joel is talking about doing a citywide Orphan Sunday event and engaging the local churches and the government there in Philippines. You can just focus on it in your church here in the States. Just one day, one voice, for one purpose, to stand for the orphan. So to learn more about Orphan Sunday, you can go to their website, orphansunday.org. Joel, I want to thank you for being on the show today and sharing your story and for all that you are doing in the Philippines on behalf of orphaned and abandoned children. Thank you. And I want to thank you for joining us today as well. I am Sandra Flack, your host. I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you would like to listen to more episodes of Orphans No More, you can find them on our website at justicefororphansny.org. Just click on Radio Show to find the menu to choose from. You can also help us continue our radio ministry by making a tax-deductible gift to Justice for Orphans. Our mission is to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless. JFO inspires, educates, and equips the body of Christ toward adoption, foster care, and orphan ministry. We are an all-volunteer-run 501c3 organization. Again, I'm Sandra Flack, your host for Orphans No More and Executive Director of Justice for Orphans Ministry. I would love to come and share with your church, small group, women's ministry, or youth group about why and how we must walk out James 1:27. To learn more, visit us at justicefororphansny.org.
Thank you for supporting this program by listening today, sharing what you've heard, and praying for orphans and children in need everywhere. More information is available at justicefororphansny.org. Visit and discover how you can make a difference in a child's life. And be sure to tune in to Orphans No More next Friday.